Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bill the Producer, and Jimmy the Bubble Boy back with us today as well. And rounding out the crew, at least for a few minutes, is my student in training. I am a dive instructor. Captain Patrick from the World of Boating is going to hang over and go over some knowledge review questions.
I have no choice. He locked the studio again.
His open water course.
You know, teachers are not supposed to lock the classroom. You realize that, right?
Well, it's, you know, it's either that or I have this little device that clips to your tongue and you get a question wrong. But
I don't think that's been on your tongue.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't want to know where it's been. But and it's also outside the PADI training standards, so we won't really talk about that issue. But yeah, we're going to go over some of that and then get into some other crazy stuff that's been going on this week in the diving world. We are expecting to connect with our one of the divers from that video where the dolphin came up to the divers on the Manta night dive in Kona, Hawaii. Jason, I believe, is his name. He's one of the people featured in this video. It's been viewed over 2 million times. If you haven't seen it, all you have to do is Google dolphin approaches diver or dolphin does something. It's, you find it. It'll pop up easy.
Or, this is probably easier,
the Scuba Radio Facebook page.
Scuba Radio Facebook
page. I think we
have
it linked there, too.
Or call 150 people.
What?
Well, there's 300 million people in the United States. If 2 million have seen the video already, if you call 150 people, chances are pretty good one of them saw the video.
Okay. Or you could type in Dolphin Dan Marino.
No, I don't think that.
That's going to be something different.
Yeah, that's going to be slightly different.
Yeah, but he needs a rescue.
Yeah.
Also, the Florida dive show that was scheduled for April has been canceled.
Canceled?
Which is a real shame. We'll get into that a little bit later on. But politics have basically done it in, if you've asked me. That's my opinion. We'll get into it a little bit later. I talked about this a few months ago when they announced the show. Now we don't have any show. I mean, there's no show. They canceled the whole thing.
If Mitt Romney had been president of these United States, there'd be a show in Fort Lauderdale.
There is another show.
He would have assured
Bill,
us.
You know it's George Bush's fault.
There is.
You know shows are people.
Okay, quit it. There is another show, the Blue Wild or something. It's more of a spear fishing type of thing going on in South Florida. A smaller thing that is happening here in a few weeks. We'll mention that, but... But the main big show that we were looking forward to in April has been canceled. So it's a sad state of affairs, but the unfortunate reality of when you get into politics of the dive industry. Because honestly, that's my feeling. But like, I'll save that for later. Let's focus on Patrick for a while.
I was just going to say, why don't you have your own dive show?
You know, it is your anniversary of Scuba Radio. Right?
Well, I do one every week. What are you talking about? It's this is a kind of like an audio dive show, sure. I mean, it's a radio. I mean, what the heck? I don't want to do
we don't have any booths.
An event. That's too much work.
Don't have any what?
Booths.
Oh, I misheard.
John Wilkes.
No, why not that booth?
Edwin.
Yeah. Well,
Brunius.
Yeah, no mermaids today, so we have no booths. Anyway, Patrick is going through his PADI open water course. I'm being his instructor. He's working through the written part, the book work.
Yes.
It's actually an online CD-ROM that he's working through right now.
Which you totally destroyed me on air about last week.
Did not. He brought up this question from last week. Might as well go there and cover this base first. Because the one thing that, you know, there was one question where it was talking about dive masks, and he had answered it. What was the question exactly?
The importance of a dive mask.
The importance of a dive mask.
And I gave you three
elements
reasons.
Of a
you
dive mask.
Three features of a modern dive mask.
Which
he had
pulled from the equipment section of the
that's
open
the
water
part
course.
Where the knowledge review was.
I don't think you did anything wrong. I just don't think you addressed the question. You gave three features of a modern
and
dive
said,
mask. Low profile,
question,
wider field of vision.
Okay, is it, it okay. No, it wasn't low profile.
Well, whatever. But the question was
the
importance.
Lens was closer to the eye.
Is that not important?
Those are important, but that's not the function of it. That's not
a feature of a dive mask.
To see.
You gave features, not the function. Is really what happened?
Patrick, Bill would say the most important feature is the tint.
All right. Once again, the question was why is the nose inside a dive mask there? What is the importance of that?
And to be
that
able is, to equalize.
Exactly. Yes. That's the answer. But he had written features like
extra
or features of a dive mask.
But you didn't include that part.
Yes, I did.
No, you said pinch the
nose.
No,
he did.
Equalize.
He did at the end. He said he mentioned the three features, and then he said to equalize. I said, well, the first three elements you're bringing up are really features about a mask, not necessarily why it's important, but that's okay. I wasn't hammering you. I was just like, you gave more than what you needed to, and I wanted to make sure you understood the main
was
mission.
Somebody that was sitting right there.
Greg,
why
don't you give him multiple choice instead of these essay questions?
No, they are multiple choice.
Essay.
But essay makes them work a little bit harder. Yeah. And the knowledge review questions are more essay type, with the exception of a few true false.
And the fact that it provides entertainment for your listening audience is just
so. Yeah. So you have a dive mask and you have a nose pocket in it so you can equalize the airspace in that mask. So when you go down underwater under depth and pressure.
So it's for
when
the
it
descent.
Starts squeeze.
Right.
Yeah. When you start to squeeze, it will create a mask squeeze if you haven't equalized, that space between your eyes, your face, and the glass of a mask.
Which is important if you're congested when you go down.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's harder to. If you're congested when you put your mask on and try and go down, it's harder to equalize.
Thought you weren't supposed to die when you're congested.
You're not.
Now, you're talking about your ears. That's not the air. Any problem with the air place.
No.
With a mask, it wouldn't matter, Bill.
You told me when CJ went down and he dove and he was congested, he like ruptured his eardrum and he lost an eye.
You're talking about two different things, though. Because the airspace in a mask has nothing to do with your Eustachian tubes and your inner ear, which is what you're talking about equalizing with sinus issues. The airspace in the mask, you can equalize it one of two ways. You can blow air through your nose, which would equalize that space, or you could actually just crack it open a little bit and clear it, and that would that's another way to equalize the pressure in that airspace. That does nothing for your nose and your ears and stuff. That's a different airspace.
See, I have a better understanding now because before the show we were talking and I bought up the the mumps and lung, and you explain that
right.
It's not for ascension as much as for descending.
Right. If you were equalized at depth, let's say we're down at 60 feet, and your mask is equalized, and you don't blow through your nose on your way up, well, that airspace is going to expand. The air is going to expand, and bubbles will pop out of your mask anyway. It'll find a way out of your mask or up your nose or some way. It'll get out of there and equalize on its own, more or less.
It's the way down you got to worry about.
Yeah, it's the pressure as you're going down that could create that contraction and start sucking the blood vessels out of your face and eyeballs like Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, did. Who forgot to equalize that airspace.
I think you have two fans outside the studio that are looking in right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're wondering if that airspace is equalized or not.
I'll go let them in.
In our windows. No, don't let them in. They're stalkers. And anyway, so here's the deal. We've gotten through knowledge review number one.
Yes.
Knowledge review number two. You've done this whole section already. All right, we only got like a minute.
Go ahead.
Just go quick.
Okay.
Underwater objects appear 33%
larger and closer.
Larger and closer. True, which is a big advantage for guys. You know,
some.
When you're heading out in the water and you see
more
a hot chick
others.
On the dive boat, you don't want her to notice your package until you're at depth. Trust me, wearing a mask helps.
Is this on the test?
This is a little embellishment.
Patrick, they also make fisheye lens types, lenses for your...
All right, here's one. Since it travels about four times faster in water than air, you will have difficulty determining the origin of light or sound underwater.
Sound.
Sound, yes. So
I had a 50-50 shot.
Here's the thing. What's great when we broadcast scuba radio underwater,
no
we
one
sound
knows where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Everywhere. Get away from me. Get away from me.
I don't even have to say I'm sorry because they can't find me to beat me to a bloody pulp when we're broadcasting underwater. There's a big advantage to having sound underwater from that perspective, but a disadvantage if you're actually trying to figure out where a sound's coming from. Something to keep in mind. All right, we'll go through a few more questions. Bob Evans from Four Spins is going to check in. They're back in production, gang. And we got the full details for you next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry and at an affordable price. Go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This pony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
Coming up on today's big show, we're going to give you some ideas on how to stay fit for diving. Also, you need a gig in the dive industry? Reef Safe, that sun care product that's an official sponsor of Scuba Radio, the official sun care product of Scuba Radio. They're looking for reps right now. You can go to tropicalseas.com, tell them Scuba Radio sent you. But they're looking for some folks down in the Keys to go out and stock the dive centers with the product and that kind of thing. Might be a nice way for you to break into the biz if you're looking to go that route or embellish your dive master gig or your dive boat gig, especially down there in the Keys. You can rep a cool product that's not only good for your skin to protect you from the sun, but also doesn't harm the reef in the process. All right, so we're going through Captain Patrick's knowledge review number 2 from his open water paddy course that I am instructing him on. You might pick up a few tips along the way as well. Let's throw a few more questions out there, and then we may be connecting with Bob Evans from Force Fins a little bit as well. All right, here you go, Patrick. Fill in the blank with the appropriate word, faster or slower. Water conducts heat away from your body, blank, than air does.
Greg.
What?
What? Oh, faster.
Faster, yes. heat gets away from your body much faster underwater, which can lead to hyperthermia and that kind of thing. So you don't want to be in cool water, even warm water, where it feels okay at the beginning. 30 minutes from now, you'll be cold because feet or heat and feet escape your body quicker underwater.
Is that where the liquor is quicker thing comes
in? Yeah, you could have put it like that. Okay. All right, so we'll pick this up a little bit later. You're getting it. But let's move on. Since we're talking about feet, we should talk about fins because we are a scuba radio show. And my buddy Bob Evans from the Force Fin Corporation is on Scuba Radio right now. And with a big, big announcement, thank goodness, because we've been wondering what's been going on with Force Fins. Last time I talked to Bob Evans, things were a little grim, or I don't know, they were a little down in the dumpers. The economy has been rough on everybody, and they were part of that as well. But things are looking up, are they not, Bob? Bob, are you with us?
Yeah, we got Suzanne on the line here too. She's giving me the funny look. She's probably worried I'm going to talk about licking her toes or something on the radio. No, I am.
Yeah, well, that just goes with the territory.
Say hi, Suzanne.
She doesn't want
to
be.
Say hi to the world, Suzanne.
She's like,
hello,
I don't want
to. Everybody.
Hey, there you go.
Yes, we're.
Yeah, go ahead.
Isn't that a sexy voice?
It is. It is indeed. I was starting to wonder, Suzanne. I started to think, yeah, you don't want to be associated with this. And she's like, she's going to totally leave him out to dry. But you finally chimed in there. But things are good. Let's get right to it because Force Fins is back on track, and you guys are starting to ship again and make some new fins out there for people been chomping at the bit to get a pair to go diving, right? You want to take this one, Suzanne? Is that true?
Yes, we've been working very diligently and very hard to try and find a reliable supplier remaining in the U.S. to make our polyurethane fins for us.
Yeah.
And we think that we're going to be able to bridge that gap this spring and be up and rolling from the...
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Within the next few weeks, we will be geared up and in production with them.
Yeah, it could be Amish. We don't know, Bill. But it really doesn't matter. The fact is that it's been tough. I mean, Force Fins is like any other company in the country that's been struggling a little bit with supply issues, especially when you're trying to make a product like Force Fins, which you guys obviously try to make this in the USA, is becoming more and more difficult to find manufacturing that can work in the current economic climate. But you found a source that's a good sign.
It's so crazy because even today people don't understand. It's like making a filet mignon meal. Every pair of fins, it's a liquid cast process. It's really takes a very talented crew of people to produce the fin. And, you know, for 23 years, we were able to keep the Navy SEAL guys supplied. A lot of people don't really realize those have been our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in 23 years, we couldn't fill those guys' orders. And we said, you know what? Wow. This isn't going to happen. We're going to kick in the gear.
It broke my heart.
Yeah, it broke her heart.
I had to have breakfast with a 2-star general and tell him for the first time in 30 years, I can't supply your guys' orders.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's...
But at least you got breakfast out of the deal.
Yeah,
but we love Scuba Radio. If it wasn't for Scuba Radio, you know what, and your support in all these years, and guess what?
What?
Anyone emails me, I'll send them I still have some Richard Marcinko action figure dolls.
Oh, sweet.
You know, I still have, like 3 or 4 left, and I love you guys so much. So you decide who you want to give an action a dick doll to, Richard Marcinko. He's got Force Fins on. It's really cool. And you know what? We've got so much really neat memorabilia stuff that in the next few months we can call up Scuba Radio and go, who wants an old stinky Force Fin t-shirt that Bob wore?
Yes. Well,
and because it's made like filet mignon, it's wrapped in bacon.
Yeah, okay.
For Force Fin, where I'll be in. We're on our Facebook page for Force Spin.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be making announcements on how the production is going, and once again, it'll be starting up within about 3 weeks.
Excellent.
So by March, we should have supply.
Made in America.
All right.
Made in America.
Bob, I appreciate that offer you just threw out there as well, though. And right before you came on, we were going over Captain Patrick's open water paddy course where I'm training him how to dive. That's part of our mission for 2013. And I can tell you right now, he needs a dick doll, a Force Fin dick doll. Is there any chance we could hook him up?
Okay, Greg, I'll send it to your home. I'll send it to your office address.
All right, perfect.
Good deal.
We'll get Patrick set up. And then do we have two? Could we give away one more to a lucky listener right now? Could we do this, Bob? Do you have enough?
Yes, for you, of course. But you know what? We had 1,000 of those action figure dolls that Chinese company had to ante up because they used our logo on the little fin blade. And so we had 1,000, but I only have like 9 left, and I'm going to keep one box for myself. So
of course.
For Scuba Radio, and then we'll see what else really cool stuff we have around that we can let your listeners get their hands on.
All right, well, if you want one of these Force Fin dolls, they're not dolls, they're action figures, and it's a Richard Machinko.
Action figure.
Richard Machinko.
I'm sure Richard Marcinko would like to be called a dick doll.
Well, his name's Richard. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to shorten it for time.
Yeah, he's holding up like an inch and a half.
That's the size of the Force Fin.
The Force Fin.
Yes.
It's a 9-inch tall doll.
It is. ForceFin.com or like them on their Facebook page. Also, let's make a diver number 10 at 888-88-SCUBA right now. Wins that doll or action figure.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Billy Producer, Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and Patrick hanging with us for a few more minutes to go over his knowledge review. That's good news about Force Fins. You know, when we get into the equipment section, which you've already obviously covered some about masks. But there'll be a... Have you got into the section about gear and everything yet or no?
A little bit. Do I need fins? Because I've got that webbing between my toes.
Yes, you need fins. And force
but
fins
I mean,
would
I don't have the normal
option.
Webbing between my toes. I've got
what, some kind of like mucous membrane type thing going on. What?
It's an actual condition. So do I? I never needed them when I was surfing. I have incredible kicking power.
You need force fins then, definitely.
No. Okay.
Because I don't want to see those. That kind of gross me out if I'm teaching how to dive and I see this weird film between your big toes. That would be kind of gross. But the thing is, with force fins, I would be able to see them because your toes are exposed, and you use the full foot of your fin when you're kicking with a force fin. They're very unique fins.
Are they very flexible or are they kind of stiff?
Well, it depends on which model you get.
Which one should I get?
Well,
I think a Tan Delta is the way to go.
Tan Delta,
there's a modified version of that which they use with the seals, but a Tan Delta, I think those are the...
The Tan Delta material, which can be a little stiffer than the original Force Fin.
Yep.
And ladies like them stiffer, maybe. I don't know. I actually know they probably like them looser. Or more flappy.
You know what?
Flappy.
If I thought for a half a second that you knew what ladies liked, I'd listen to you.
Well, you can thrust farther with those.
Maybe. It could be.
I've got a pair of really long ones.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what
a
she
pair
said.
Of the short ones.
Bill, can you unlock the door so I can leave?
Yeah. Well, we're going to get you
maybe,
out of here.
Maybe during the Dan tip.
Yeah. Which, by the way, you're going to want to pay attention to the Dan tip today, Patrick, because it talks about choosing a dive center and instructor.
Greg.
No.
Well, you're going to...
go with the one that's cheapest.
I'm not cheap, I'm easy.
You're free.
Okay.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio safety tip number 45. See an enemy, really appreciate it when you pronounce their name correctly. Anemone. Ananamamon.
This is starting to irritate me.
Manamana.
Don't make me smack you.
Manamana. Don't start me.
Shut up!
I'm here till Thursday. Hey, don't forget to try the veal. So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And today we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network in the studio. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, it's all good, Greg. How are you?
Busy.
Yeah? With what?
Surprisingly, with a lot of people who listen to Scuba Radio who aren't divers, but would like to be.
Fantastic. Well, what kind of questions do they have?
Well, mostly about how to get started. So I thought we might talk a bit about that today.
That works for me.
So what do you recommend as a starting point for finding a dive center or instructor?
The same starting point we all use. Recommendations from friends or someone else you respect and trust. Maybe it's another diver, or maybe it's someone who knows a diver.
And if the person doesn't have anyone to make a recommendation?
Most of us just then look for a local dive shop as a starting point.
What should a new diver look for in a dive shop?
Any reputable dive operation should be affiliated with a recognized certification agency. It doesn't matter whether it's PADI, NAWI, SSI, or any of the others, but it should be a recognized agency.
All of the agencies are really good about setting training standards, and every one of them can teach you what you need to know. I've seen great divers from all of them.
Me too.
So even if it's easy to identify the training agency affiliation, it can still be pretty intimidating to walk into a dive shop.
You're right. It's full of unfamiliar equipment designed to take you to an unfamiliar environment. Of course, that's what's great about it, too.
Heck yeah. How do you navigate such unfamiliar territory, though? What questions should a prospective diver be asking?
The first one I'd ask is, what are the class options? Are they taught during the week or on the weekends? Are they available online?
A lot of agencies are offering that option now, right?
Yeah. People need the flexibility of being able to build classes into their schedule, and an online option allows that. Dan is also working to offer it with their training programs. But no matter how much entry-level coursework you do online, there should still be a confined water and open water portion where you learn your skills. You still need time with an instructor.
How about the size of the class?
Ooh, that's a great question. Some people like a large class. Others want to share it with just a few other students. Still others want a private class, so definitely ask about those options until you find the one that suits you.
What about components included with the class?
That's a crucial question. Absolutely ask, what's included with the class price? Does the price include training materials, or do you have to purchase them separately? Does the operation supply your gear, or will you have to buy it, if only the basics?
Define the basics.
Some operations like you to learn on your own gear, and so they ask you to purchase your own mask, snorkel, and fins. This is a great approach, used by a lot of dive centers, so don't think it's unusual. But do remember that it should be a safety and comfort reinforcement issue, not something that makes you feel pressured.
What about the bigger items, like tanks and BCDs?
These should be provided by your operation. Definitely don't feel pressured into buying them at any time.
What about the open water dives?
It's a great idea to ask about them. They may be referred to as open water dives, certification dives, or even checkout dives. But whatever they're called, get the details up front. Sometimes they're done locally, but sometimes travel's involved. It's important to know where they will be done and whether the cost of diving there is included in the cost of the course.
How about checking out the instructor?
Don't be shy. If the instructor's credentials aren't posted for the world to see, ask about what they are. Any reputable dive shop and instructor will welcome your questions, and they'll be happy to provide whatever information you need to feel comfortable.
If you want to, you can also call the instructor's certification agency and ask about them, right?
Sure. All the certification agencies will be able to tell you whether or not your prospective instructor is in good standing. The same is true if you want to ask about the dive shop itself.
What would you say is the most important thing about choosing a dive center or instructor?
I'd say it's to remember that diving is supposed to be fun, and that your dive shop and instructor are your introductions to it. So keep looking until you find one that makes you feel welcome, comfortable, informed, and excited about the adventure. There are so many options and great operations out there. You'll find the program that suits you.
Your instructor roots are showing.
Good.
Diving is a grand adventure, and it should be so from the start. Finding your dive center and instructor is a part of that adventure. So find one that fits what you need. Don't be afraid to ask questions, because any good operation understands and welcomes them. And when you find the one that works for you, jump in and join the club. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
Okay, so one of the things that has been running around on the internet quite a bit, or distributed through the web lately,
cats.
Is this, no, this dolphin video.
Dolphin
that actually swims up to the divers on the Manta night dive in Kona, Hawaii, and actually swims up to the divers to, you know, makes it look like he's like, hey, I got some fishing line on me. Could you take it off of me? And the divers oblige. And it's one of the most remarkable things you've ever seen on video. And is a diver, and I've swam with wild dolphins, captive dolphins, you know, at SeaWorld or whatever, theme park type thing. And I got to tell you, wild dolphins in particular don't do this. They do not swim up to the divers normally. That's a, you got to be in a really unique situation where you even see them, let alone have one swim up to you like it did in this video. It's a remarkable video. If you Google this dolphin saved, or let's see, dolphin curious with diver, I don't know. Jason was one of the divers involved in this from Kunahonu Divers. He's on the dive boat right now and featured in the video. Jason, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, my friend? Or aloha.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Yeah. Aloha. Yeah, so what, yeah, what is the, for people who want to look this video up, what is the title of it again? You should know this, or maybe you don't.
The best way to search it, just go to YouTube and check out Dolphin Rescue Hawaii, and I think we're up over 2 million hits, something like that right now.
Nice. Yeah, Dolphin Rescue Hawaii. There you go. And I think we have a link to it on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. So you can go there and find it if you're having any issues. But this is a remarkable video. This happened on one of these Manta night dives you guys do there in Kona, Hawaii, with Kunahonu Divers. Right, Jason?
Right. Pretty much so every night.
So,
amazing thing.
Yeah. So how did this just kind of come up out of nowhere? And because everybody was had the underwater cameras for the Manta night dive, this is how you caught this on film? Or had the dolphin kind of showed some curiosity before this started happening, or what? How did this paint the picture for us, or lay the groundwork, so to speak?
Well, yeah, actually, you know, I'm pretty much so out there every night, along with, you know, Keller Laros, who did most of the work with the dolphin. And then as far as some of the videographers, Martino Wing, a good friend of mine that I've known for over 10 years, been out here doing the Manta dive with all those guys. And these dolphins actually have been to the dive set before.
Maybe
about half a dozen times in the last year or so. And they'll cruise through, and usually real quickly they just come in. And what they do normally is just kind of pick off some of the fish that are also attracted to the plankton that's bringing the manta rays in.
Sure.
So everybody kind of gets the deluxe package that night. We'll have manta rays. We'll have dolphins, you know, barracuda, everything. And this special night, just a couple Fridays ago, when the bottlenose came in, it was really cool. I was just sitting back watching the manta show and, you know, behind my divers, making sure everything was cool. And I see the dolphin come in. And at first, he was just kind of swimming nice and slow. And I just wanted to kind of get close to him. So you can see me in the video at the very beginning, just kind of swimming towards him, just to kind of hang out with him. And then he starts kind of acting a little weird, so I'm checking him out, and I don't see the line at first because it's so thin and really transparent, you know, fishing line.
Right.
And then he starts kind of rubbing himself on this rock, and that's when I see the line, and I go over to him, and just as I do, he kind of swims away and bumps into a manta ray and then right into Keller.
Hmm.
But I'm right behind the scene the whole time watching and waiting to see if Keller needs some help, but really amazing behavior, you know, that they basically came in looking for help is really the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Now, so this dolphin,
every day.
Did you guys recognize this specific dolphin? Do you know him that well, or just
Yeah, there's really three of them that kind of cruise in a pack. I'd say this guy is the leader. I'm sure different dive boats have different names for him, but we like to call him Scar because he's got some pretty noticeable scratches along his side, maybe from fishing hooks or who knows what.
Yeah.
But he also had his brother trampled by wildebeest.
No, that's not true. Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, well, that makes sense. And what about since this video's been shot? Has he come back in for a look? I know in the video description it says you shot this video, he came in, you cleaned him up or helped him out a little bit, and he swam off and he was on his way. But has he been seen since?
No, I haven't seen him. We've had some pretty big surf lately, so we've been canceling some few charters. But hopefully tonight he'll cruise back in. And
all right, well, hold on. We'll do some more after the break.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
It is one thing to question the official story and another thing entirely to make wild accusations or insinuate that I'm a superhero.
I never said you're a superhero.
Didn't? Mm-mm. Well, good, because that would be outlandish and fantastic.
Man to man, he's the man to man. He's got friends in water and friends on the land.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Captain Patrick, my dive student, with us as well. But we're talking to Jason Kiefer right now, who's on the boat. You're on your surface info, by the way, right now in Kona, Hawaii. Am I right there, Jason? Is that correct?
Yeah, we're just checking out humpback whales. There's a nice humpback breaching about 50 yards from us right now.
Sweet.
Out here in Kona.
Yeah, and he's on his cell phone talking to us while they're watching whales. What a gig. What a gig. You're living the life there, Jason.
Yeah, there's not enough excitement in his life with humpback whales breaching 50 yards away. So
yeah.
I got to talk to other people. I've got things to do.
Right. Every once in a while.
He should be like, hey, man, you should see this. You know, but he's got that kind of Hawaii vibe going on. So he's more laid back. He's not in to rub it in to us less fortunate folk. But yeah. You know, you got this dolphin that was rescued by the divers here on the Manta night dive. So he hadn't really shown up since. It could be a weather, but he might cruise through and say, hey, dudes, what's up? Yo, aloha, and then swim on. You never know. Yeah?
Yeah, he might even show up tonight. So it's pretty cool if he does. So I'm sure he'll show up again. I was actually going to tell you about another cool video to check out.
Yeah?
Yeah, I even think better footage. My good buddy Scott, he works as a videographer on our boat.
Right.
Earlier last year, the same dolphin came up and totally unexpected behavior, basically brought in a big chunk of fish, offered it to one of our other dive masters, and basically played kind of fetch with the diver underwater. So it's pretty cool footage. Wow. I don't think it's on YouTube.
Huh.
If you go to liquidhigh.com, Liquid High, and check it out there on their video gallery section, you can really check out the same dolphin with another cool interaction with some divers. So,
we are going to go and see this, but I want to know, playing fetch with the diver, is this like the dolphin came in, say, here's my ball, throw my ball, and the dolphin went and got it? Or did he drop it and throw it with his head and make the diver go get it? Who exactly was playing fetch?
Well, I think it was almost like, I think this dolphin thought that we were just too skinny of dolphins or something. He was trying to fatten us up. He was bringing us some lunch or dinner. But
here, eat this. You're looking thin, like kiddo. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, well, they're smart critters.
I mean, we all like sushi out here, but
hey, exactly.
I'm not gonna eat fish that raw.
Yeah, he's like bringing you a big old fish head or something. Like, here, eat this. You need some meat on them bones.
It was pretty cool. So,
yeah. All right. So this dolphin, you know, he's been seen before, but it is pretty remarkable that a wild dolphin would get kind of used to everybody like that. I guess it's not that far fetched from that particular site because, you know, they got the mantas there. They've gotten accustomed to the nightly feeding spectacle that goes on there in Kona, Hawaii, which is in itself, what a remarkable dive that is. You've got to mark that off the list if you scuba dive or snorkel for that matter, because you can take snorkelers out there to see this event as well, right, Jason?
Yeah, definitely. You know, number one night dive, number one snorkel in the world, guarantee. Really cool experience. So apparently there's a volcano or something here, but it's going to be a lot cooler than that if you come over to the Big Island and check this thing out. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know what that means exactly, but what do you mean? Supposedly there's a volcano
around.
I think
he's downplaying the fact that there's actually a volcano.
Everybody thinks the Big Island.
Yeah. Oh, I got you. Okay, right.
Yeah, that's another minor attraction, but if you ask me, the manta dive is probably the best thing to do out here.
Well, I would agree. Absolutely. And I've been there, done that, but I got to come back and do it again and maybe take my luck at seeing some dolphins with Kona Honu divers. There's a chance we may try to tag that on the Long Beach Dive Show this year. We'll see. Yeah, so you go out every day. Is that right, Jason? Every day you're going out?
Our boat goes out every day. Every once in a while, they do let me get a break. But about five nights a week, I'm out there. So
yeah, and obviously,
I've been doing it for
yeah. And right now, it's whale season. I guess is that true? Since you got a whale off the off in the distance there that people are checking out.
Yeah, right now it's whale season for sure. During the night dive, we'll get some background music. We'll hear the humpback singing and
that's awesome.
Yet to see one cruise to the dive site, but that will be. That might be even more amazing than the dolphin if we have that happen.
Well, and next time the dolphin swims by, say,
hey, why don't you just leave some fishing line just strewn out in the ocean there? Eventually, one of these humpbacks is going to get caught on it and come looking for help.
That's just wrong. You need to talk.
Hey, that maybe it is.
you need to just talk whale. I saw it in a movie once. Whale, come over
Was Larry the cable guy in the movie you saw?
Yeah, I'll try that tonight.
Yeah, try that, Jason. It'll definitely turn a few heads, and then you'll probably be promptly fired right after the dive. But I don't take any responsibility for that. But anyway, well, Jason, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. That's an amazing video, Dolphin Rescue Hawaii. Look it up on YouTube or go to the Scuba Radio Facebook page and check this out. And go to KonaHonuDivers.com. And you can go diving with Jason and the gang out there. Say hi to Glenn and everybody, and they'll take you out there to swim with the mantas, the dolphins, the whales. You know, that was the thing. The last time I was there in Hawaii diving with those folks, I did see more variety of critters in a 48-hour period than I had ever experienced in my diving career. And I didn't know if that was just unique to the time of year we went. Or what? They told me it was fairly normal. And I was like, really? This is the norm? Wow. Because it was just remarkable seeing all these different types of critters. More eels than I'd ever seen ever on one dive. It's just remarkable. And then, and of course, you get that manta night dive that just is hard to describe, but it's like Stingray City in the Caymans with mantas. So the sting, you know, figure the stingrays are, you know, 15, 20 feet across, and you got, you know, 20 of them thereabouts swimming around you. It paints an interesting picture in your mind, and trust me, when you see it in person, it'll blow it. All right. All right. Hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. We're going to tell you how to stay fit or scuba fit, among other things, so stick around.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.